And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS. Judge when people begin, all the fun stuff that you'd expect on a Monday of MLB DFS action. We got 14 games for you on this Tuesday. You can find me on Twitter at BDNTrip with your questions, or join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord, where everyone's helping each other out in there to build your winning DFS lineups. Give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes. That'd be greatly appreciated as well. If you're watching it on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up. That is just as good. Also, if you like season-long fantasy baseball, Bench with Bubba coming at you twice this week, Tuesday and Wednesday this week. And then if you like PGA DFS, the always pressing PGA DFS podcast, myself and Jesse recorded on Monday to get you ready for the 2022 Wyndham Championship. All right, 14 game slate on tap for you. Let's get to the totals on this slate. So far, we have 11 of the totals. Mets Nationals, 8.5. Brewers Pirates, 7.5. Mariners Yankees, 8.5. Blue Jays Rays, 7. D-backs Guardians, 8. Phillies Braves, 8. Tigers Twins, 9. Cubs Cardinals, 8. Orioles, Rangers, 8.5. Red Sox, Astros, 8. Dodgers, Giants, 8. So not too many high totals. We don't have Great American Small Parks not in play. Don't have Coors Field in play. Lots of fun stuff there. We have some elite pitching. Jacob DeGrom making his return from the IL at 10-3 at Washington. I'm not going to play him because I still don't know how deep he's going to go. And there's other options on this slate. DeGrom's great. Hope he stays healthy. Awesome. But Corbin Burns at 10-1 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Elite play, coming off another 30-point performance against Minnesota's last time out. He faced Pittsburgh a few starts ago, 6 innings, 1 earned, 5 Ks. Dude's got 10 or more Ks in 3 of 4 starts. Now he gets to face a Pittsburgh Pirate team that over the last month, first right-handed pitching, striking out 27.5% of the time with a 2.13 average and a 71 WRC+. So Corbin Burns, elite play on this slate at 10-1. Yu Darvish is a nice pivot at 10,000 at home against the Colorado Rockies. You can always pick on the road Rockies, striking out 22% of the time this past month versus righties. I prefer Corbin Burns at 10-1. I think everybody is going to prefer Corbin Burns. So if you want to pivot to Darvish, you can. 14-game slate, there'll be enough ownership spread out. I think Corbin Burns at 10-1 is the cat's meow, and you make it happen. If you need to save some cash, though, you can roll the dice on Christian Javier in tournaments at $8,700 against the Boston Red Sox. The team has depleted with Devers on the IL. They just traded Christian Vasquez. They traded for Tommy Pham. There's rumors J.D. Martinez might get traded, so it could deplete that offense even more. And over the last month, they're striking out 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 226 with a 78 WRC+. You look at Christian Javier, he's got some big-time strikeout stuff when he's on. That's a question from time to time, but he's got 6 or more Ks in 4, 5 of his last 6 starts, including 10 or more in 3 of those 5 starts. So $8,700 for Javier in a tournament. I can get on board with that tournament only for Christian Javier. The chalk of the chalk. If you just want to pair up this man with Corbin Burns, you'll be like most other people, but it's hard to not enjoy this start. Spencer Strider's $8,300 at home against Philadelphia Phillies. DraftKings fell asleep on this one. Coming off 25 points at Philadelphia, 6 innings, 1 earned, 6 Ks. Dude's got 6 or more Ks in 5 of his last 6 starts. He's been electric. He has 24 or more points in 5 of his last 6 starts. He had one hiccup at Washington. Otherwise, Spencer Strider's been nothing short of outstanding. Gets a Philadelphia team striking out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 92 WRC plus over the last month. So Strider at 83 is awesome. A few others, Zach Gallen at 8K. If you want, I'd just pay for Strider. But if you want a cheaper pivot, Cole Irvin at 76 at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Cole Irvin's been very, very good. Doesn't do a lot of striking out, you know, 4 or more Ks in 5 of his last 6 starts. He basically has a 4-plus K guy. Doesn't have huge K upside, but he goes deep. He's gone 6 or more innings in 6 straight starts, 7 or more in back-to-back starts. He's put up 20 or more points in 4 of his last 5 starts. He's $7,600. That's pretty darn solid. And you get an Angels team striking out nearly 27% of the time versus lefties this past month with a 181 average, 0.084 ISO, and a 50 WRC plus versus left-handed pitching this past month. So Cole Irvin at 7,600 is a very nice cheap play. Don't mind Adam Wainwright at 75 either. He's a good spot there versus Chicago Cubs and a team that probably be without Wilson Contreras tomorrow night and potentially Ian Happ. So that lineup's going to be very, very bad. So keep an eye on Adam Wainwright at 7,500. I like Cole Irvin as well, like I said, at 76. Other plays down here, though, Noah Syndergaard at 7,000 is a good value. I rolled with Syndergaard last time out. I got you 17 points against Kansas City. He's got 17 or more in three of his last four starts. He's gone five or more in those three starts with six or more Ks in those three starts. So he's really picking up the business there. Now you get the Oakland Athletics, a team striking out nearly 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching this last month with a 219 average, 90 WRC plus versus right-handed pitching. So Syndergaard is a good value at 7K as well. Other than that, I'd prefer not to go down here. I'm a Cutter Crawford fan. It's Houston, though, so I prefer not to. But if you have to, you can. I just prefer to go Burns. If you need to go, if you want to be different, Darvish is fine. But give me Burns. Give me Christian Javier is fine too. But give me Burns. Give me Strider. Give me Cole Irvin. Give me Noah Syndergaard. That's my top plays. You can sprinkle in some Wainwrights, Javier's, Darvish's if you so choose. All right, bats on this 14-game slate. Lots of them. Adley Rutschman's up to $5,400. I have a hard time paying that price tag, but Spencer Howard is that bad. So Baltimore's going to be a great play. I'm kind of mad they went off on Monday because even more people will be on them to face Spencer Howard tonight, which is kind of a bummer. But if you want to go down from that, you got the likes of Salvi Perez versus Giolito. That could be a fun one. Gio's just been bad. Salvi at 47 is interesting. Still don't know if I want to pay that much at the catcher's position with so many other options. Like, Yasmani Grandal hasn't really got it going since he came off the IL. He's 44 versus Keller. Brad Keller, that is. That could be enticing. Eric Costin, only 4K versus Chris Archer, is very enticing. That's a good little value. That's why it's tough to pay up top when you got guys like Eric Costin that can go to Pound Town against a guy like Chris Archer for $4,000. That's pretty appealing, all things considered. Max Stassi versus Irvin. If you aren't using Irvin, he does like him a lefty. Gary Sanchez in tournaments at 33 versus Matt Manning is very interesting as well. Those are a couple more options for you. If you get down below 3K, Joey Bart versus the lefty Anderson at 27 is a good tournament play. Omar Narvaez at 27 versus Bryce Wilson is a good tournament play as well. Actually, Narvaez might have a little cash upside to him, but I like the Joey Bart tournament play at $2,700 versus Anderson. That's got a little upside for you there. Other than that, check your lines. You might get Yan Gomes really cheap if against Wainwright if Contreras gets traded. So keep that in mind as well. First base position, you can go Goldie if you choose, but give me Pete Alonso again at $5,800. Abbott's making the spot start for Washington. Get the Mets going again. So Pete Alonso at 58 is very, very nice in that matchup. Don't mind some Matt Olson. Nelson's opening up, followed by Abel, which is Mark Appel, I mean. So that's good stuff. Olson at 54. I prefer Alonso at 58. Both very good pay-up spots on this slate. If you want to go a little cheaper, Rowdy Tellez at 48 versus Bryce Wilson. Jose Abreu is crushing it. I think he went deep again on Monday. I know he did for Sunday. It's $4,700. The White Sox didn't play on Monday, so it was Sunday. Abreu at $4,700 versus Keller is not too shabby. Other guys down here, you got the likes of Josh Naylor versus Gallen at 39. Not a bad play. But Dan Vogelbach against Abbott at 37 is a good value. He should get the start there against the righty Abbott. So keep him in mind. A few other cheapies down here. Man, Trey Boo got traded to Houston. That's a shame. Good for him, though. Get to play some postseason ball. Nathaniel Lowe against Jordan Lyles at 32 has got a little bit of appeal to it as a punt if you need it. Other than that, though, I'm not in love with any of the punts down here. Like, Frank Schwindel hasn't really got it going. That's been a bit of a bummer. Carlos Santana, I could see a weird argument. Same with Nick Prado. Nick Prado at 2K versus Giolito, that's a good value. That's a really good value. If you want to punt the position, Nick Prado at 2K is where you're going in this one. Second base position, you got Altuve against Cutter Crawford. That's fine. But Brandon Lau, Gossman's been struggling a bit. In a tournament, I can see Lau. Don't force it, though. The $5,300 is an intriguing tournament play. Cheaper, though, Jake Cronenworth, Jose Urania making the start for Colorado. So the Crone Zone at 4,400 is definitely a play. Same with Jorge Polanco at 44 versus Matt Manning. We love to target Matt Manning. So two guys like to target Manning and Urania. So Cronenworth, Polanco with 4,400. You got Wilmer Flores versus a lefty at 42 if you so choose. But Whit Merrifield at 41 is very, very nice as well. You can have some fun versus Giolito in this one. And it's going to be very, very enticing. I'm going to pull up Giolito's page real quick here. We'll do a quick dive into the mysteries of Lucas Giolito these days, because it's been mind-boggling to watch. There's a guy that likes Giolito, that roots for him. He had 3 runs his last time out, 6 the time before, none, 5. Pretty much gets a home run up almost every game. But the thing we really want to see here is we want to see the splits for this season. And if we look at it closely, versus lefties on the season, they're hitting... No, that's not right. versus lefties as a pitcher. Lefties are hitting 224 with a 278 wOBA. So your answer here, folks, reverse splits. Yeah, righties are hitting 326 with a 588 slug, 415 wOBA versus Lucas Giolito. That's why I want to bring that up real quick. I still like Prado. He's 2K, but Whit Merrifield at 41. You got like Melendez, Salvi Perez, I mentioned. The right-handed bats from Kansas City is where you might want to go to be different against Lucas Giolito. That's why I thought it was, but I want to clarify it before I gave you guys some information there that could have been false. Ramon Urias for Baltimore, 41 versus Howard. Like Baltimore a lot versus Spencer Howard. Colton Wong at 3,900 bucks versus Bryce Wilson is definitely an option if you're stacking Milwaukee. Wong can be cash viable as a value. I prefer using him in stacks if I can. Like Andrés Giménez versus Zach Gallen at 38 is very enticing as well. So second base actually has a little bit of the upside compared to usual, which is pretty good to see. Value-wise, though, Adam Frazier at 2,800 bucks versus Taillon. I can always get behind that. If you are stacking Texas, Ezekiel Duran, second base, third base eligible, he's 2,700. He's another option. Jonathan Scope versus Archer at 26. You got some values down here, but all these values, except Frazier, I could see a cash value. But the rest, they need to be part of stacks, not one-offs, per se. Third base position, you got J-Ram. I know guys get tilted by him. Austin Riley at 57 is a really good pay. Just got paid. So you got him versus Nelson. Like that quite a bit. Some other options for you, though. You got Matt Chapman's just in another world right now at 4,700 bucks. Rasmussen's good, but Chapman's just in a different zip code right now. So that's fun to see. Ramon Urias at 41. Alec Baum against Spencer Strider, though. So go carefully into the night. Man, Jose Miranda, that's a good price tag at 3,800 bucks versus Manning. Miranda's swinging it really, really well. Heimer Candelario at 32 is an outstanding price tag. Candyman's hitting like over 400 last week or so. And he's like hitting almost 330, I think, in the month of July. So the Candyman at 3,200 bucks versus Archer is very, very nice. Good value there. Other than that, not too much that's really getting me going on this one. Shortstop position for you. You got Trey Turner at 59. That's always worth a play. Lindor went deep again on Monday. Liked him at 55 on Tuesday. That's just fine. The Mets are in a great spot once again. Cheaper plays. Tim Anderson at 53 is fine. I'd probably rather go up to 55 for Abbott or go to 52 for Dansby hitting second in that lineup. I don't mind Willie Adames in a stack. Prefer Dansby as a one-off. So lots of great shortstops up top as usual. Even Corey Seager's got some appeal. He'd be like last on my list up here, but tons of options to choose from if you need to. Carlos Correa at 46, a little cheaper. Not too bad there versus Matt Manning. Bo Bichette's down to 4,500 because he's struggling, but I get it. Javi Baez went deep on Sunday. He's only 44 versus Chris Archer. That could be a fun little low-owned GPP play there for Javi Baez. Other than that, Jorge Mateo at 36, good piece of Baltimore value, especially in your Baltimore stacks. Hung Sung Kim of San Diego at 35 against Jose Urania is not too shabby as well. Yeah, other than that, you're paying up at shortstop. Outfield, 14 game slate, loaded. Aaron Judge went deep again on Monday. He's 6,300 bucks. Logan Gilbert's good though, so be careful. But yeah, he's hashtag very good. Some other plays though. Starling Marte is crushing it right now. He's up to 5,900 bucks versus Abbott. That's still worth the price tag. Buxton had a big weekend in San Diego. Maybe that'll heat him back up again. He's 55 versus Manning, so don't hate that. Seth Mullins went deep in his first at bat on Monday, had a couple other hits. He's 5,300 bucks for Spencer Howard. That's a really good play because most won't pay for Mullins. They'll pay for other guys. He's in a great spot for Spencer Howard at 5,300 bucks. So that's not too shabby at all. Going below 5K now. Well, at 5K is Hunter Renfro. If you're stacking Milwaukee, you want to be contrarian, that's fine. Michael Harris, the second's up to 4,900. Man, we were playing him so cheap before. Still a good play versus Nelson. It's just hard to pay 4,900 bucks for a number nine hitter in a lineup, but that's the world we live in these days. Going down cheaper, though, you got Adelis Garcia versus Lyles, sure, at 48. Kyle Tucker at 45 is a good value, but there's MJ Melendez. He's catcher outfield eligible at 44. So if you're going deep Kansas City stack and you want Salvi Perez and Melendez, you can get them both if you so choose. McCutcheon at 43 is a nice little value. Tyler Naquin, if he's in the Mets lineup, he's 4,200 bucks versus Abbott. That's a good piece of value, too. Going below 4K now, you got the likes of Austin Hayes has been struggling, but 3,800 bucks for Spencer Howard is in a stack is definitely something to keep an eye on. Dalton Varsho went deep on Monday. Not sure I want to target him versus Tristan McKenzie, but he's swinging it well. Mark Canha is always interesting. Austin Slater versus a lefty at 35 is very enticing. Should be leading off there versus Tyler Anderson. with Austin Slater. So that's an option for you. Alec Thomas against McKenzie. Yeah. I don't really want to target McKenzie. Like, I'd rather have Jesse Winker at $3,200 versus Jamison Tyon. I'd rather have Trent Grisham at $3,200 versus Jose Urania. Give me those two guys and their matchups for $3,200. I'll take that. Leody Tavares at 31 is a nice value. I'm going to keep going on Leody. I know he's kind of slumping a little bit, but the talent is still there. So I'll jump on board. Gavin Sheets at 3K versus Brad Keller is not too bad either. So another good look for you there. Going below 3K now, there'll be a lot that pop up. Like, if you want to fade Noah Syndergaard, Tony Kemp's $2,800. That's fine. That's totally fine. Him and Seth Brown, they carried us over the weekend against Syndergaard. You know, Kemp can run too. You can run on Syndergaard. So you got that upside going for you as well. But yeah. Check lineups like Nomar Mazara, if you're stacking San Diego's $2,400 versus Urania. That's not a bad value piece in a stack. I can see getting behind that. Luke Raley, probably not going against him, but it just depends if you're stacking. Like Nick Prado at 2K is first base outfield eligible. So see what you're doing. There'll be tons of plays in the outfield, tons of plays. Recapping your pitching, Corbin Burns, top play, easy, 10-1. Darvish is a pivot at 10,000. I'm just going to play Corbin Burns. Going down though, Christian Javier in tournaments is fine. Prefer Spencer Strider to 83. Like Burns Strider should be the chalk 1-2 punch, and I have no problem with that at all. But if you do want to be different, Cole Irvin at 76 is very nice. Don't mind Adam Wainwright at 75. I prefer Cole Irvin. And then Noah Syndergaard at 7K is just fine as well. So definite options for you there. If you're stacking it up, I prefer some Milwaukee versus Bryce Wilson. That's an angle. Mets are one of the best stacks on the slate. You can definitely go Metropolitans yet again. Like me some Atlanta versus Philadelphia as well. That's a big boy stack. Like that one probably as much, if not more, than the Mets. You got Detroit versus Archer to be sneaky, plus Minnesota versus Maine. That could be a fun game stack in Minnesota. Let's keep an eye on that one. Love Baltimore versus Texas against Spencer Howard. Love Baltimore. Lots of value to be had with that Baltimore stack. Don't mind Kansas City versus Giolito. Remember, reverse splits. Still play the lefties. Still playing, but reverse splits is where you want to go. Your Salvies, your Wits, your Melendezes, and the likes. So keep them on your radar. And other than that, San Diego versus Jose Urania. So lots and lots of ways to go. 14-game slate, as you'd expect. Tons and tons of fun. If you guys have any questions, I'm on the Twitter there at BDentric. Check us out in the free Fantasy Degens Discord as well. We'll get you popping over there. Give the podcast a rate and review. I'd appreciate it. And if you're watching it on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up. But good luck, everybody. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your August 2nd edition. I'm out.